meeting started?
Do they ever get texts like, "See you that nice today"? Do you ever see get that?
Yeah.
I mean, no. Would boys do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. They'll say.
Okay, we're gonna get the meeting started, everybody. Can everyone sit down? I need a cup. Let's get the meeting started. Good evening, everyone. It's Wednesday, February 1st. We are now calling the meeting for the Judiciary Law Enforcement Committee to order. A roll call, please.
Leah Blau.
Here.
Boyd Frederick.
Here.
Greg Retzlaff.
Here.
Michael Skalitsky. Jeff Wambo.
Here.
Madeline LaCroix.
Here.
Sydney Robson.
Here.
On the agenda, first on the agenda are citizens' comments. If there are any citizens wishing to speak, please state your name and address. You have 5 minutes. Any citizens' comments? Citizens' comments are closed. Okay, any next is supervisor comments. Are there any supervisor comments at this time? Supervisor comments? Okay, supervisor comments are closed. Okay, chairwoman comments. I do not have any comments at this time, except to wish everybody a very belated Happy New Year. That's it. Okay, so requesting approval of the minutes from the January 4, 2017 meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Okay, a motion made by Supervisor Frederick, seconded by Supervisor Wambo. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Cheers, votes aye. Okay, next is the resolution from the Kenosha County Division of Personnel Services to approve the appointment of Catherine Volpe to the Kenosha County Civil Service Commission.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Good evening.
I'm here to ask you to support our nomination of Kathy Volpe to continue on her role in the Civil Service Commission. Longtime member of the business community here. Volpe Manufacturing is a well-established Kenosha organization, but Kathy brings a unique perspective to the process of selecting our deputy sheriffs. She never misses a meeting or a interview session, and we really need her to stay on. So please support the nomination of Kathy for civil service.
Are there any questions from the board, the committee?
No.
Can I have a motion?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Supervisor Retzlaff, seconded by Supervisor Frederick. All those in favor say aye.
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 Chair votes aye.
And this is the
thank you all very
resolution.
Much.
Okay. Okay, next we have a resolution from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, Division of Emergency Management. A resolution to approve the appointment of Cynthia H. Johnson to serve as a member of the Local Emergency Planning Committee.
Good evening, Madam Chair and Supervisors. This resolution is to appoint Cynthia Johnson to the Local Emergency Planning Committee. And basically, as far as this committee is concerned, we do need a member from the health department to serve on it. And she comes with high recommendations to emergency management, as well as serving on other committees here in Kenosha County. So basically, that's why we're here to ask for the approval. She's completed all the necessary documentation, a letter from the county exec endorsing her, as well as a resume that's attached to her document.
Are there any questions from the committee?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Supervisor Frederick, seconded by Supervisor Wambo. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chair votes aye. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next on the agenda is the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department's fourth quarter yearly report of federal housing revenue. Presenting this.
You generally don't speak on it. It's just the.
What are there any comments?
I just have some tiny questions. I guess.
No comments
one,
or.
One question.
Any questions about it?
It's, you know, are we going to see a boom in this from what's going on the federal level?
I have no idea.
No idea.
It's always been touch and go with the federal government on how many federal detainees we obtain throughout the year. There's ebbs and tides all the time.
How does this compare to, is this pretty normal looking?
Pretty consistent, correct. Yeah, our daily average, I think, is 241.52.
That was for 2016.
Yep.
Any other questions from the committee?
Thank you.
Okay, so next on the agenda then, resolutions from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, probationary cabaret license for Wilmot.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. This is for a probationary cabaret license for Wilmot Mountain. As you know, it has changed ownerships over the last year. It is now owned by a company associated with Vail Industries of Colorado. So obviously everything had to change under the licensing for their liquor licenses, et cetera. And after some back and forth with their scheduling and our inspection, they currently operate three places inside the Wilmot Mountain facility that will serve alcohol under the same license. And everything as far as our inspection checks out, because it is all renovated and looks pretty good, from my understanding. So we would have no objections to a probationary cabaret for Wilmot Mountain.
This is different? You're saying it's just a different, same as before, or?
It's a whole new ownership out
just
there.
Just ownership.
Yeah, so it has to change, the licensing has to change, and the terms of the ordinance say if your name on a license changes, we have to go back to cabaret change.
When you say three locations, that's just three different bars within the facility, right?
Yep.
All under the same?
Yep. Okay. They have three bars in there. And of those bars, I believe one of them has a jukebox, but this would cover all three of them if they had any type of cabaret in each one of them.
So if they're based in Vail, how do they handle any potential problems? I mean, what happens? Do they have somebody who represents them?
Yeah, I believe it's Belinda Munroy is the operating agent. Yeah, that's on the cabaret now. Okay. That changed at the last minute. So we had to adjust this cabaret from last month because they changed the name. So I believe she's now going to be the charge.
So is that common for somebody who, you know, owns it to live out of town and then have somebody manage it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Country Thunder.
I'm not familiar with that.
Country Thunder's the same way.
Yeah.
All the owners are in Texas. Technically, the production company comes out of Tennessee, and there's only one guy local that watches over
that
some of the property.
Everything. Yeah. Okay. Are there any other questions from the committee? Okay, motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, motion made by Supervisor Wambold, seconded by Supervisor Frederick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Chair votes aye. Thank you. Okay, so the next item is the Wisconsin DOT Department of Transportation Safety Alcohol Enforcement Grant, 2016-2017.
Good evening, Madam Chair, Supervisors.
Hi.
This is a Kenosha County Sheriff's Department partnering with the Racine County Sheriff's Department for a BOTS grant that focuses on impaired drivers. The money used would be used to cover overtime costs to work with them on their enforcement.
Any questions from the committee?
This isn't something new?
This has been going for years. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right. I think it was 14 I heard last time.
At least.
Okay.
So just, you say it's with Racine.
Correct.
That you share the revenue or the?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that because of the highway or just, we're just next to each other?
The state of Wisconsin has grouped counties together to make less grants to manage. So Racine and Kenosha, I'm not sure, are together now on a grant, whether they're having our own or submitting our own reimbursements and managing. They're trying to consolidate regions. So we share, and Racine is the grant awardee, and we play a role in that and submit reimbursement claims to Racine, who then submits them to the state. Racine gets the reimbursement and cuts us a check for our share.
Okay, thank you.
How did they determine the share, this $10,058?
We estimate our participation by the number of officers we have and the overtime that's going to work in the sport, the overtime. So it's an estimate here. If we work more than that, then we'll do a budget adjustment through administration as allowed by budget policy regulations for the same brand. If they, you know, if we work a number of $2,000 or $3,000 more, we'll increase revenue and increase expense to cover.
Oh, so it's not a settlement.
It's an estimate.
Okay, so it's not a settlement.
Correct.
In the 14-some years, has it always been where it's Racine receives it and we kind of are...
That's happened maybe in the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh. And before it was separate?
Yes, they were all separate. City.
Okay.
Pleasant Prairie. I think City now roots with Pleasant Prairie.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Are there any other questions from the committee? Can I have a motion to approve?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Okay, motion made by Supervisor Frederick, seconded by Supervisor Retzloff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The chair votes aye. Okay, so next on the agenda is the 2016 traffic control for Amazon Fulfillment Center, recognized revenue earned, and modified expenditure projects.
Thank you again, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I can probably answer your questions best on this one. This is a budget resolution to accept the payments from Amazon for the traffic assist that was agreed upon by the sheriff with Amazon over the holiday months. Basically, we billed them out for 612 hours and to a tune of approximately $36,857 for wages and benefits for those persons that were out there helping them with their traffic control. Twice a day between Thanksgiving and Christmas. They switch out approximately 1,500 employees twice a day during that time, and they're concerned about the congestion for their traffic and the local population as well. So our guys go out there and wave traffic for 2 hours twice a day, and they pay for it.
Any committee questions?
Not a question, but I have enough constituents that go out that way. And I heard God blessed that you were out there to do that.
Well, I can tell you, I've been out there at least last year for sure, and I saw that there is quite, especially about a 30-minute spike, that it can get pretty ugly. Other than that, most of the time the employees are coming and going at a pace where it's not so bad. But there's about a 20 to 30-minute spike in there that it's just, especially if Gordon Foods lets out on N just east of there, then they start shipping trucks towards Amazon, then it gets a mess over on N in the frontage road.
Were the hours this year consistent with the hours last year?
Yep, same hours, twice a day. I believe it's at 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
No, this is just a particular time of year, like the holiday season. Okay.
With yeah, they overhire for the holidays because of the extra manpower that they need. And most of them are commuters. They all come from out of the area, so it all comes in at the same time. We did have a couple accidents, but it was, you know, they're handled.
Do the guys on overtime handle them, or do they call for
city guys? Because it's usually on the city roads. The only part out there that's technically in the county road is on S, east of the interstate. But these frontage and highway N now are in the city. So if they have an accident out there, we call one of your squads or city squad over to take that accident.
Any other committee questions? Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Okay. Motion made by Supervisor Rebald, seconded by Supervisor Retzloff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so next is 2016 Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force's Strategic Initiative, fiscal year 17, funded for overtime.
Madam Chair, members of the board, thank you.
Thank you.
This resolution is to accept $10,000 in funding from the Federal Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force office to reimburse overtime costs associated with assisting the feds on special FY17 OSADEF investigations. The funding will cover the period of October 1st, 2016 through September 30th, 2017. The funds will be used for reimbursement of overtime incurred by detectives of the Sheriff's Department.
Any committee questions?
Is this new?
No, this has been going on for several years.
Several years.
Yes.
Is this amount quite similar each year, or is it?
I believe it is.
$5 to $10.
$5 to $10, yeah, somewhere in there. And just a, you know, side note, this is for investigations when our drug unit is actually assisting the federal government, like FBI or DEA, on any drug cases that is going to extend past our regular duty times, and they don't have the manpower, so they ask us to come and help assist with surveillance or anything like that. So they cover all of our overtime with their federal cases.
Any other committee questions? Can I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Supervisor Wambaugh, seconded by Supervisor Frederick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Chair votes aye. Thank you. Okay, any other business allowed by law? We do have a presentation here.
A brief one, thank you. Good evening. I'm here on behalf of the Sheriff and the Sheriff's Department to just bring to everybody's attention an idea and or a concept that the Sheriff is looking to entertain in regards to part-time employees for detentions. The Sheriff is considering putting together a pool of individuals on a part-time basis to work alongside with folks in the jail. Those folks would all, of course, have to be fully trained at the academy and gone through the FTO process within the jail to work within those confines. Again, it's on a part-time basis, so they'd be getting part-time wages, and if there was a benefit package to be offered, it would be minimized from a full-time package. It's just an idea. There's no paper, pen has been laid to paper. It's just a discussion going about the room to save dollars and cents as it relates to overtime and forcing other individuals to work shifts.
Are other municipalities doing this already that you know of?
I've queried 71 other counties in the state of Wisconsin. There are quite a few departments, some as large and many smaller than ours, that are utilizing this type of workforce, but those folks also would sometimes substitute as dispatchers, cooks. I mean, it matters how big their departments are. Ours would strictly be for correctional officers and direct supervising officers.
How does this affect or change or work with the supervisor? We approve the supervisor.
Correct.
How does that fit?
This is just another tool that the Sheriff could use within his toolbox to try again to offset overtime costs, because of course these folks would be working at a reduced rate of pay.
Right.
And to again help prevent people being forced. If there's not enough supervisors to work, there is an occasion where people are getting forced, but that supervisory overtime fill-in is helped tremendously.
So what would be what would be the order? The part-times first, then the supervisors, or wouldn't that?
That hasn't been discussed. There would be some logical order, but we'd have to figure out, because utilizing part-time employees is a lot less even than supervisors, you know, an overtime pay for a supervisor and or a regular employee.
Okay. I guess I understand, but I'm just saying, would this bring a conflict with the supervisors? I was under the understanding supervisors like want the extra money or pay.
They do.
So if this was brought in, I don't know. I'm not trying to say something. I'm just wondering if that's.
We haven't worked out all the nuances with the program. It's just an idea that he wanted me to bring to the table, so folks are aware that this concept's being floated. And hopefully we can float it successfully. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of nooks and crannies we have to investigate. Sure. In regards to benefit packages, if they have to be offered any type of insurance, how much, I mean, dollars and cents these folks have to be paid, training-wise, so on and so forth. Yeah. So
would this be something permanent, or would you assess it every year, figure out the need?
I think if it would be deemed a successful program, it could be a permanent part of the Sheriff's Office. I don't know how would it relate to full-time employees versus part-time employees, how that would affect in a budgetary process. But, you know, if you could get people to work at a lower rate, sometimes it's a good way of offsetting your vacancies.
So. You said you didn't put pen to paper yet.
Yeah.
For this, no policy, no nothing.
Nothing.
Is there a time frame? Do you have a goal in mind to do that? Or does he?
Sheriff has yet to specify whether it be a month, 6 months, or next year. He just wants people to come to the table with ideas to find out if this can be done and if it's fiscally sound for the county to do it.
Yeah, it'd be great if he could, if this could get in by October's budget, if possible.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I know. It just makes it easier sometimes.
I understand.
That way we can chop your cars down.
We always need vehicles.
Oh, yeah, because they're like, they fall apart. I know. Yeah. I was told they fall apart.
Run the tread right off the wheels.
That's right.
But that's what I have. I just want to make this board aware of it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Any other business allowed by law? Okay. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn?
Second. Okay, motion made by Supervisor Wambo, seconded by Mr. Frederick. All of you, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.